You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Hour number two of Taco Man Radio is on the air. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to my grill, folks, for the next hour. Of course, we'll clean things up here and talk about the world of sports, some of the closing scores of the night. We'll talk about the world of A-Rod. Wasn't A-Rod in that Google interview just so cool, so laid back, so relaxed, so Alex Rodriguez? Bottom line is, one of the best baseball players of all time, maybe the best of all time. And we'll hear part two at about 40 minutes past that when A-Rod expands more. Of course, this interview one-on-one with Google. You didn't think it was that sharp? You didn't know? I didn't know either. Bottom line is, A-Rod sounding sharp. Part two, 40 minutes past the hour now. We'll talk about the NFL Week 10. Made some money in Week 9. Did you? If you listen to the show, you made some money. We have open phone lines around the world. You can join us. We're talking money. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Guess what? Conor McGregor, the new UFC lightweight champion, knocking out Eddie Alvarez in the second round. No surprise there. Some surprise to some. Bottom line is, Eddie Alvarez was supposed to stand up and, like, put up a decent challenge and defend his title. It didn't happen that way. Conor on top of the world, no doubt about it. Now, the two-division world UFC champion, Conor McGregor from the Irish Republic. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio.
Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations. iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey, sports fans, you love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Miss all the scandal, of course, about steroid use and things like that. We've got the great Peyton Manning online. Peyton, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing, Johnny Taco?
I'm doing all right. Peyton, what's this thing about your wife taking HGH and steroids? That's a little fishy.
Well, you know, my wife had some back problems, but thanks to these new seats in the Buick that are so comfortable, those back problems went away, and she doesn't need to take that stuff anymore.
Are these allegations going to, I mean, come on, man, this is pretty serious. Is this going to affect your legacy? I mean, Peyton Manning, the icon?
If you want to talk about legacy, I just talk about the fine line of performance vehicles that Buick has been putting out for years, and they'll be putting out for years to come.
Wow. I got to ask you this, man. With all the reports of you taking human growth hormone and the size of your head, you've got a gigantic cranium. You want to comment on that?
Well, the one thing that I do enjoy that's very large is the Papa John's extra large pizza. It's about 50% bigger than your average Pizza Hut extra large pizza. And I think that's something that we should be discussing at this time.
Peyton Manning on steroids and football. Talking NFL 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Wow. Who are like the 15 most overrated players in the NFL right now? How about Colin Kaepernick? Think about this. That great quarterback of the 49ers back in 2013. Of course, he followed up leading the 49ers to the Super Bowl in 2012 by taking to the NFC title game in 2013. At that point in time, he was being heralded as like the next superstar. He was going to be the next quarterback, the god of quarterbacks, right? Just didn't happen that way. What happened? I just don't know. I mean, Chip Kelly's tried to put his act together as far as this hurry-up offense, and maybe that Kaepernick was ready for that. I don't know. Kaepernick isn't looking that good. But the bottom line is the 49ers are a horrible team, and it's hard to look good with the 49ers no matter what you say. How about Randall Cobb? He's had a couple of tremendous seasons. In 2012, he caught 80 passes for 954 yards, 8 TDs. In 2014, he caught 91 passes for 1,287 yards and 12 TDs. But in between those years, he's had some also mediocre times. Of course, in 2013, he missed 10 games, finishing with only 433 yards. Bottom line is, he's just not looking that good, and he's dropped now to 10 yards a catch. Bottom line is, it is a low as far as his career is concerned. Talk about the top 15 most overrated players in NFL right now. And is it really fair to put Colin Kaepernick on the line like that? Of course, Colin Kaepernick hasn't got a good team around. How about Eddie Lacy? Eddie Lacy trying to do his thing. He's played phenomenally during the first 2 years at Green Bay, running for over 1,100 yards each year, total 20 TDs, I think, in 2014 and combined for over 1,500 yards from scrimmage, 13 TDs combined. But bottom line is he came into 2015 fat as a pig, really badly overweight, and he hasn't looked the same since. The bottom line is he's peaked. Stick a fork in him. He's done. In 2015, he ran for 758 yards and 3 TDs. Bottom line is he is washed up. When I say washed up, I mean washed up. Green Bay, of course, they got Aaron Rodgers not living up to his potential, and then this guy just not coming to camp in shape. Bottom line is, how about wide receiver Trevor Austin, one of the HBO Hard Knocks guys? Of course, I followed the L.A. Rams around this past summer. In particular, he signed that four-year, $42 million contract. Well, everybody talked about that. It was memorable, but he just isn't producing. He just isn't producing. In fact, he should give that money back. A lot of guys should give that money back, but this guy, he should probably give it back in spades. How about Joe Hayden, once considered one of the most top five cornerbacks in the NFL and a guy who could shut down anybody? I mean, shut a guy down all day long, but those days are over. How can a guy go from the top to, like, mediocre in less than six seasons? What's going on? Come on, he's missed 14 of the last 23 games, but still, he was a great player at one point in time, all kinds of potential. Speaking of potential, between 2013 and 2014, Alshon Jeffrey became one of the league's most exciting young wide receivers. No doubt about that for the Bears. He racked over 1,400 yards receiving, 7 TDs in 2013, and followed up with 1,100 yards rushing. Take it back, 1,100 yards receiving and 10 touchdowns in 2014. But since then, another mediocre guy. What's happening with these guys? And they're not old, but the bottom line is this fits into the window I've been talking about, in that guys don't last that long in the NFL. Remember I talked about that, the window of opportunity? Maybe 5 years, 5 years max. They say 5.5 years. Well, these guys aren't making it 5 years. That's what I'm trying to illustrate right here. Guys that have been in the league about 6 or 7 years are considered done. They're considered done. Why? That window of opportunity, the punishment they take, is just too much. And the bottom line is, guys just can't last that long. How about this? People continue to talk about Golden Tate being one of the most prolific wide receivers in the NFL. But I think they're doing that. They're just blowing him up, blowing smoke up his shirt, because I just don't think the Lions wide receiver is looking all that good these days. I mean, he's only broken 100 yards in a total of two games this year. So, bottom line, he's not looking that good. Over the past 31 games, not doing that good, man. All that kind of money. Detroit's saying, what do we do wrong? Well, you paid him that money. I think guys should go back to the incentive plan. In other words, you give a guy a guarantee. Yeah, we'll give you $4 million a year, but we'll give you an extra $4 million if you live up to these stats and put some stats down. I mean, baseball does that. Why doesn't football do that? Speaking of stats, Kim Chancellor's a four-time Pro Bowl selection. Of course, twice named a second-team All-Pro and considered one of the cornerstones of Seattle's vaunted Legion of Boom secondary. But in reality, he might be a product of his own scheme. He's more of a weak side linebacker masquerading as a safety. I mean, he's a big dude. But then again, I think he'd be burned on the long pass. And the bottom line is, in pass coverage, he is a liability. Therefore, that makes him one of the overrated players in the NFL. Now, number seven, Michael Floyd. As a number 13 pick of the 2012 draft, Michael Floyd was supposed to help the provider. 1-2 punch to Arizona. He's failed. He's just failed. The bottom line is, in 2013, he did okay. He, like, ran for over 1,000 yards, 1,041 yards. But since then, he just hasn't lived up to the potential. Another guy, another couple of good years, and he's done. What about Dez? What's happening with my man Dez? Dez Bryant. That's not overlooking the fact that between 2012 and 2014, Dez averaged 91 receptions for 1,311 yards and 13 TDs per year. But also, it's hard to overlook the fact he's only played 12 games in the last 2 years. 12 games in the last 2 years. 12 games. That's right. 32 games, he's played 12 of them. Why? Various injuries. He only had 42 catches, 551 yards in 2 years. Not looking that good for Dez. Dez may be done. The bottom line is Dak Prescott, got to get him the ball just a little bit more. Speaking of Dak, I like Dak. Do you like Dak? A lot of people don't like Dak. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7579. Let me know what you think about Dak. You think Dak's the real deal? I think Tony Romo's, his days are done in Dallas. Of course, Jerry Jones gonna bring him back and give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, give him oxygen on the side of the field and wheel him out there. And, of course, Tony Romo's going to get busted up one more time, no doubt about that. How about this guy? This guy is looking pretty good. I'm talking about, tight end Julius Thomas. Was a touchdown machine at one point in time, especially in his second and third year of the NFL, catching 24 TDs in year number two and three combined. But the bottom line is, hasn't done that much since he signed that five-year, $46 million contract. That's right. 5 years, $46 million, and he hasn't delivered. Surprise? No. Again, you can't give guys guaranteed contracts. These guaranteed contracts just don't work. Give them some type of incentives, back-to incentives. Make them prove it. If they want the big bucks, make them play for it. We got a guy that got a lot of big bucks. Not big on Joe Flacco at all. What are you saying? Like, he's like getting like $22 million a year. $22 million from the Baltimore Ravens. $22 million. Wow. He might have been like amazing at one point in time, but he's not doing nowadays. He's way overpriced, probably the most overpaced quarterback in the NFL as I speak. I kid you not. Blake Bortles, who the hell is he? There might not be a single player in the NFL that's more overrated than Blake Bortles, especially among fantasy football enthusiasts. What is the thing with fantasy football? Why is it you guys continue to lose your money? I thought the other day the stats, I saw it, like 2% of the money, 2% of the people, or 1.8% of the actual people playing fantasy sports make money on it. 1.8% in your plan? That means of all the 100 people listening right now, only less than two of you are making anything. You're not making a substantial amount of money. They're getting their pizza bill paid for and some beers. But the bottom line is nobody's getting rich on fantasy football except a couple guys with a fantastic computer. Number two, Mario Williams. Nobody can deny that Mario Williams was named a first-team All-Pro three times, selected the Pro Bowl four different times, but a player who was taken number one in the 2006 draft, he's done. Another guy who's done. I mean, it's 10 years later. Come on, man. He's a good defensive end, but it's 10 years down the pike. I talk about that five-year window. That's what I'm trying to talk about. Most guys are doing 5 to 6, 7 years. Bottom line is he's lasted 10, but he is done. I mean, done. Stick a fork in him. And who is the number one overrated player in the entire NFL? Who do you think? No. We did Kaepernick. Kaepernick, we kicked him in the teeth already. How about Jay Cutler? Yeah, Jay Cutler, the Chicago Bears, of course. He was that guy that they couldn't give away his his signed football of him. They couldn't give away his jersey for a charity in Chicago. Nobody would bid like $20 on his jersey, $20 on a football signed by him. Listen, a football signed by the guy, the football alone is worth more than $20, and you couldn't get like a $20 bid on it? Give me a break. Anyway, Chicago Bears, they need a new quarterback because Jay Cutler just ain't making it. Bottom line is Jay Cutler, probably not the most overpaid quarterback in the league, but number two as far as overrated, no doubt about that. We have open phone lines around the world. You can join us on the toll-free if you'd like, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, at 40 minutes past the hour, we're bringing A-Rod again. A-Rod Part 2. Great interview. A-Rod and Google. This is live on Sports Byline, the iHeartRadio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes. I keep going, but I don't have enough time. This is Sports Byline. Johnny Taco and the Soul Stars live from the City by the Bay and the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Just like my love.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 20 minutes, 26 and a half minutes past the hour. Time to bring in the man that knows everything. One of my geniuses. Of course, I surround myself with a bunch of those guys. And when you do that, you always look good. I'm talking about the man from PlaysByJay.com, Mr. Charles Day. And Charlie, how you been?
What's going on? How you doing?
Just fine, man. You've been okay. I mean, I haven't heard of any hurricanes, nothing like that. You ain't answering the phone lately.
I don't remember getting a call from you guys. I sat here and sat here and sat here, and I said, when is that call coming from the coast? I need to hear from the coast. And I didn't hear from you.
Okay, is this week 10 of the NFL season?
I don't know which week. Maybe it is.
Week 10, week 11. The bottom line is because of the buys. You know, who's hot thus far in the NFL thus far? Who's the surprise team?
Well, the surprise team is the Dallas Cowboys because they are going after a franchise record-tying eighth straight win during one season tomorrow against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And a rookie quarterback has led them there. That's why they're surprising.
And why is it that Jerry Jones is still saying that when anytime Tony Romo's healthy, he's going to push Tony Romo out there on the field?
He's not really saying that. He's actually saying, first he's mentioning things about preserving team chemistry, and then he's talking about playing it by ear, and that he's got a luxury here that he'll have a couple of good quarterbacks. Doesn't sound like they're too anxious to make any changes like that.
In other words, his attitude has changed from when Romo went down.
Well, yes, because circumstances change. I mean, I don't think anybody would have expected that after eight games you'd have a quarterback here that was, you know, that was looking like he was Pro Bowl caliber as a rookie. I mean, a guy's thrown two interceptions only, 8 yards an attempt. I mean, it's very difficult to find fault with the guy. Plus, he does things that Romo doesn't do, like run with the football quite a bit. So, you know, he brings a different dimension. I mean, if I were them, I would leave him in there until circumstances dictated that I may need to spice things up. And, you know, it's like if you remember The Godfather, you know, when you had Michael sitting there with his father, and Michael was now the head of the family. And he said, besides, if I need a consigliere, who's a better consigliere than my pop? If you need a backup, who's a better backup than Romo, right?
Interesting. No doubt about that. If Romo's going to come. But Romo gets hurt. He's so fragile at this point in time. I know Jerry Jones just loves the guy. I think that Mr. Romo's got some nasty pictures of Jerry Jones. Now, yesterday there were some big upsets in college football. Let's see. Number one, Bama was a winner over Mississippi State, 51-3. Number two, Clemson lost to Pitt, 43-42. Is that a really a big stunner there?
Yeah, these are three stunners. You had you actually had five teams in the top 10 lost. You had the 2, 3, and 4 teams in the college football playoff standings have lost. Clemson lost to Pittsburgh. Michigan lost to Iowa. Those are pretty stunning upsets. Washington and USC, you know, that was a tricky game for Washington going into it because USC has really revived their program with the freshman quarterback named Sam Darnold, who has come in and shown all the poise of a pro. And they beat Washington, you know, pretty handily out there tonight. So, you know, USC is a much different team than they were when they lost three of their first four games. Washington, they're out of the picture now. So now you got teams behind them like Ohio State and Louisville and Wisconsin, Texas A&M and Auburn, who are also in that top 10 loss today. So there's going to be quite the shakeup in that the prospective Final Four to play it off for the national championship.
Urban Meyer rolling today, 62-3 over Maryland. Are they trying to make a statement the last couple weeks after that loss or what?
Yes. there's no other way to put it. You know, running up the score is fashionable again because it does make an impression on these people who, remember, there's a committee in there. This is not something where they throw all the data into a computer and come up with something. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of different factors, but in the end, you do have a committee that decides who these teams are going to be because, you know, you know, the difference between the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams might not be all that much. But if somebody gets impressed by a huge run-up of a score, hey, these coaches don't really want to take a lot of chances.
You know, the great Woody Hayes, according to John Johnson, who was his backup, his assistant coach, of course, his offensive backfield coach. He told me that Woody Hayes said, you can't run up the score enough on an opponent. You just can't run it up enough. And that's that mentality. You stomp a guy, you stomp him all the way until the end. That's the way Woody Hayes lived and died. Urban Meyer is like, just doesn't fall far of the tree as far as the apple's concerned.
I think that whenever you have the human element involved in voting for something, you have to imagine that they're going to be impressed by, you know, a score. whether they watch the game or not. You know, Michigan did that a lot this season. I mean, you got to see these scores that Michigan won by. I mean, you know, Alabama, I don't know if they're doing it by on purpose or not, but they're just, you know, they're obviously running up the scores on teams. But Alabama is so head and shoulders over the rest of this field, it's not even funny right now.
So this is really Alabama and everybody else?
I think so. I mean, you know, you've got a team where their defense and special teams combined have scored as many touchdowns as some teams out there. You know, offense is out there. So they're getting it done on both sides of the football. They've got a freshman quarterback playing for them, named Jalen Hurts, who's, you know, he's different than a lot of the Alabama quarterbacks in that he really can, you know, pick the ball up and run with it, you know. And they haven't had that a lot before. But Nick Saban has won national titles three times with first-year quarterbacks, and this is nothing unusual for him.
Switch gears. Let's go to the NFL. I'll talk about Green Bay. What's happening with Aaron Rodgers? Green Bay is a 3-point favorite over Tennessee at Tennessee. What's happened to Aaron Rodgers here? Why is he not making these exclamation mark type of games?
That's a good question. He hasn't done that this year or really last year either. He's got basically healthy receivers in there. He got Jordy Nelson back. He's just not, I mean, his yards per attempt are not as good as they've been, I think, maybe since his rookie season. He's just not executing those plays that get the ball down the field a little. And it's, I don't know if it's something with his arm or anything like that, but, you know, there has been some rumor that him and the head coach aren't seeing eye to eye. Maybe there's problems with game plans, things like that, but I don't know if those are really excuses. I mean, the Green Bay offense, Green Bay is in a tough situation lately because they've had running backs out. So it puts more pressure on a guy who hasn't been putting up the numbers that he has before. That's why you've seen Green Bay losing games lately.
Aaron Rodgers, a big disappointment for Green Bay. There's no doubt about it. Of course, they are favored by 3 tomorrow. Do you like them in the 3 points tomorrow over Tennessee?
I don't really have a big opinion on the game, on that one. That's not really one of the games I'm mainly looking at.
Okay, can you throw us one of the games you're mainly looking at, Mr. J, playsby.com?
Yeah, I will. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at Dallas and Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh, a team that they got Ben Roethlisberger back last week, and he had arthroscopic knee surgery. They lost 3 games in a row. Come back with Roethlisberger. He had 54 yards passing or something like that in the first 50 minutes of the game against Baltimore last week. He just wasn't connecting at all. He came out of the last 10 minutes to have 210 yards passing. It was too little too late. They lost the game. But there's been some bickering on that team. Antonio Brown has been real unhappy because the other receivers haven't done enough to take the pressure off him. They've got injuries now. Marcus Wheaton, Darius Hayward-Bey are out of the game against Dallas tomorrow. Sammy Coates has been dealing with a finger injury. We talked about Dallas and their remarkable start already this season. Pittsburgh is going to be short in terms of wide receivers. Le'Veon Bell, a guy who was complaining also about, hey, we don't practice well enough. Coaching staff got a little offended with that kind of remark. He only had 32 yards last week. Pittsburgh's offense has not been playing well, and maybe it's just a matter of Roethlisberger having to get into a little bit of a rhythm. But I'll tell you, you know, Dallas, I prefer to let the good times roll with Dallas, taking some points on the road here. You know, they have not allowed a 100-yard rusher or receiver this season, so the defense has played better than expected. Prescott, as I mentioned, you know, listen, he's been clean for the most part as far as turnovers are concerned. You know, this is a team that's got itself together right now, and they can run the football, which is always important on the road.
The great Charles Day on Sports Byline. Charlie, I got to cut you short. A-Rod's up next. All the best. We'll talk next week.
Thanks a lot.
The great Charles Day from PlaysByJAY.com. Next up, part 2, A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, and Google going unplugged, baby, on Sports Byline.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Check it, 40 minutes past the hour. Let's go to A-Rod, part two, Alex Rodriguez and Google.
Shifting gears a bit, it's clear that you're still very passionate about baseball. I've seen you have almost an historian's or an academic's knowledge of the game, and we saw some of that when you were broadcasting for Fox during the World Series last year. So can we expect you to be doing the same this year?
I think we'll have to stay tuned for that. We're running out of time. But I got to tell you, doing Fox last year was one of the thrills of my life. It was so much fun to be part of the Fox family. They treated me like a family. And we had this kind of breakfast club atmosphere. We had great chemistry in our set. We had Frank Thomas and Pete Rose and our point guard, like I call him Magic Johnson, Kevin Burkhardt, who's just incredibly talented, and I love him to death. That was a lot of fun. But look, I found it a responsibility and a privilege to be able to take something that I saw through my lens and kind of work hard at trying to convey it to our fan base and let them digest it in a way where they understand it. Perhaps they can fall in love with the game and bring them back. Because, look, our game, we're not going to have a slam dunks and we don't have Michael Jordan and LeBron James, but we do have our version of that. And we're not spiking balls in like the NFL and all this. But there is nothing like walking into a Major League Baseball park and seeing the green grass and bringing your kids, your boys and girls to a game and spending 3 hours. And I think if they understand a little bit better and I'm able to convey that to them, then there is a cadence and a romance to baseball that I think is second to none.
So switching gears a bit, you've said that you're a teacher at heart. And I know that one of your passions going forward is an area where you would like to do some teaching, I think, in financial literacy, and specifically financial literacy related to athletes. Now, it took me a minute to explain this one. My perception is if you're a pro athlete, you get a big contract, you're set for life. But you disagree.
Well, I do disagree. And look, the numbers suggest it's something that's very sad. I played in the big leagues for 22 and a half years. Some of my ex-teammates are in their 60s and late 50s. I get emails, unfortunately, you know, once, usually a month, sometimes twice a month, of really sad stories of former teammates and colleagues that have gone broke and need help. And it's something that has made a big impact on me. And if you look at our careers, look, first of all, I want to say we make an extraordinary amount of money, and we are overpaid, and we're very grateful for that. But unlike most people, right, you make most of your money, 90 to 95% of your income from age 20 to 30, and maybe 5% from 31 to 80. That's a challenge, even if you have an HBS degree from Harvard, business school. I mean, it's hard to manage money at the age of 24. I mean, we were doing a lot of silly things when we were 24, trust me. So that's a challenge, and I think we need to address that head on. Look, 2009, Sports Illustrated came out with a poll that said 60 to 80% of all our players were going bankrupt within 5 years of retirement and divorced. So we can talk all we want about $1 billion and $10 billion and $15 billion. If our players are going broke at a clip of 80%, that's an issue we have to address head on and right now.
That is the number that got me, 80% broke within 5 years of retirement. At the same time, just want to press you on this. If a guy gets a $50 million contract and he's broke 5 years after retirement, doesn't that just mean he blew it on a lot of cars and Rolexes, and really why should we be crying for him?
Well, I don't know if you should be crying for him, but it is our players. It is our fault. We have to look in the mirror, and if you make $50 million and you go bankrupt, obviously it's your fault. But I do want to give it some color. You take your number $50 million and you play in L.A. or you play in New York, and 50% goes to the government. You're down to 25%. You have 15% between, your manager and your agent and your people that, you know, handle your money. And all of a sudden, you're down to, 12, 15. And then you go through your first divorce. And now you're down to 9. And you still haven't bought your mother a house. And you haven't bought yourself a nice watch. And when you take $9 million and you have it divided by 65 years, you guys are the math guys here, but it's probably, you know, somewhere around $50,000 or $65,000 a year. And the truth of the matter is I have not met an athlete today that can live on a $65,000 salary. So that is the reason why players are going broke, and we need to address it.
You avoided that problem. I mean, and not just because you were well paid, but because at the age of 18, you were a little bit unusual about investing. We'll talk in a minute about what a successful businessman you are privately, quietly on the side. But what was it that compelled you to take a different approach at such a young age? Was it your mom? Was it a teammate?
I think it's a combination of both. My mom is my inspiration. She had two jobs growing up down in Miami. She was a secretary in the morning, and she served tables at night. And I remember how hard it was for her to earn a dollar. And I remember vividly her coming home at night and counting her tip money. And she, every night, made a deposit in her bank. And her bank, the only bank that she trusted, was her mattress. It was under her mattress. And that made an impact on me. It was a very powerful message. And then I remember I was probably around 18 or 19 years old, I think in my second year in the major leagues, I saw one of our Miami Hurricane. I live in Miami, and I sit on the board of trustees at the University of Miami, so I spent a lot of time on campus, and I saw one of our players in the football team get hurt. He injured his knee on a Monday, and Wednesday, literally, he was out of a job. And that scared the crap out of me. I panicked. And at that age, I started thinking about the end. And that was kind of how I started this whole thing.
There's a great story I've heard you tell about buying a duplex, your first big investment. Do you tell that story?
Yeah, I mean, I had an what I thought about is, look, the average career for Major League Baseball players is 5.5 years. I don't think a lot of people realize that. And I started reading data that a lot of players were getting into financial troubles after baseball. And I did not want it to add to that statistic.
You were a kid at this point.
I was a kid. I was, 20, 21 years old. And my first investment was a duplex. And I bought it. I was excited about it. It was a big investment for me. Several years later, I flipped it and made double my money. And then literally, I made one of the toughest decisions I've ever had to make. I went into my bank account. I saw the statement. It wasn't a lot. I took half of it, and I put a down payment in buying 60 apartment units. And I got to tell you, this is probably the most stressful investment I've ever made in my life. And at the time, I was in Seattle. I was a shortstop. And I would call my manager every day that was managing the property and said, how are my property? Is the money coming in? Are the windows fixed? I hope that the paint's not, you know, chipping. And that was a nice investment. A couple years later, I sold that for a nice profit. And, you know, cut to today, I realized that managing 200 and 300 apartment units is a lot easier than 60 or a duplex. And today we manage and own over 15,000 apartment units in 12 states. And we have a team over 500 people that manage everything in-house. And, you know, we're very proud about what we built.
And when you say we, you're talking about A-Rod Corp. Mm-hmm. What is A-Rod Corp? How long has it been around? What do you guys do?
Yeah, so I founded A-Rod Corp probably when I was in my low 20s, over 15 years ago. And it's basically an investment vehicle. I run it like a family office, and I run it like a private equity firm. And we participate in three silos that we like. It's real estate, which we talked about. I have an Alex Rodriguez Auto Group, where we've owned Mercedes-Benz, several Hondas. And we have an Alex Rodriguez Fitness Center in Mexico. We have 9 gyms, and we have 5 under construction as we speak. We also earned the rights to UFC in Mexico, which we're very excited about. So we're having fun.
How is it that we know so much about you, the public does, and we've never heard about A-Rod Corp till now?
You know, I think one of the lessons that I learned early on was in business, you want to just be very stealth. You want to be quiet. I'm surprised that I've been able to keep that a secret for 18 years. I haven't been able to keep anything else a secret. But, yeah, stealth is good in business.
Okay. Going back to financial literacy, you're clearly smart about business. You clearly have passion for this issue. So I'm going to guess that this is part of your next chapter. Do you plan to tackle this as an issue?
I do. I want to put my time and my resources behind this. I think is one of the top issues we have in sports. I think, again, I don't care if we make $10, $15, $20 billion a year. If our players are going bankrupt, we need to address that. And I've been talking to some really smart people in the private equity and hedge fund world in New York, some VC people in the Valley, some math professors. I also want to talk to some players that have done it the right way and some players that have run into financial trouble. And I think if we all get in a room and think about ways to help this problem and kind of come up with a curriculum, we need to attack this head on, and that's kind of what I plan to do.
And athletes are role models, so they can then go and pay it forward potentially to their communities.
Well, I think there's a ripple effect. I mean, again, if as an industry we're making billions of dollars annually, and all of this money is usually guaranteed money, at least in baseball, then the ripple effect of going back to your community and helping out, it is fascinating. The jobs we can provide, the kids that we can help make. Look, I've put over 30 kids through college, and I stay in touch with these kids, and it's a life-changing experience because for me, I needed a lot of help. If it wasn't for the Boys and Girls Club, I wouldn't be here today. It's where I formally learned how to play baseball. My mother was too busy. And if you think about how many kids today get in trouble from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, the numbers are fascinating and they're alarming. So because of the Boys and Girls Club, I am where I am today. So I want to give that same opportunity for kids.
Okay. Going forward, we mentioned that you're going to be a special advisor to Hal Steinbrenner at the Yankees. Talk a little bit about what that role means and what else is ahead for Alex Rodriguez.
Well, look, I'm excited to work closer with Hal Steinbrenner. He's done a great job running our franchise. I'm also looking forward to mentoring some of our young players. We're very excited about with the Yankees. It's a new role for me. I'm excited about it. You know, on the business end, we continue to grow our platform and continue to look for opportunities and great businesses that yield great cash flow. And on the give back side, I continue to want to expand my relationship with the University of Miami and the Boys and Girls Club and also kind of put a dent in this financial literacy issue.
And I'm guessing there's some golf in your future?
Well, I hope that I can somehow get my handicap under 15. That would be pretty cool.
Great. Alex Rodriguez, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to
thank you.
Seeing what's next for you.
The great A-Rod, folks, talking to Google. What an interview, huh? What a fantastic interview. Of course, nobody knew that about Alex Rodriguez. That's why I aired that interview. Of course, A-Rod Corporation, all that kind of good stuff, employing 500 people, owning over 1,000 apartments, putting 500 kids through school. Man, he's the guy. I got to give him some props. A-Rod, no longer a turd, number one guy in my book. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the Johnny talking to his all-star. Still one segment to come here on the Sports Byline Broadcast. So you can join us on the toll-free. You can sneak one in, 1-800-878-PLAY-YES, 1-800-878-7529. So Alex sort of steals the show tonight. I mean, that Alex Rodriguez interview, part one and part two, just doesn't get more unplugged. I mean, the guy talked about everything. You heard his attitude. You heard some of the A-Rod in him. What you really heard is a good human being, a guy that's really given back to his community, a guy that talked about his mother, a guy that talked about, you know, his mother knowing what the, not knowing really what a bank was. Her bank was a mattress under her bed and that kind of good stuff. So, you know, she used to bring her tips home. I mean, these are things that people remember. I remember my mother coming home from Sears and Roebuck when she was working back in the day. So he remembers his mom. Great memories. Don't doubt about it. Mr. A-Rod is the man. No doubt about that. A-Rod should be in the Hall of Fame. I guess he'll be in the Hall of Fame. Are they going to try to keep him out like they did Pete Rose? But the bottom line is 696 home runs. I mean, and then Harold Steinbrenner, you hear him kissing Steinbrenner's butt all throughout the end of the interview, of course. And Steinbrenner is a guy that sort of like suspended him from baseball, didn't let him play the end of the year. If they'd have let him play, they let him finish out 2016, I think he would have broken 700. And that's what I really think you need to do. I don't think you're really going to penalize A-Rod for the Flintstone vitamins and that kind of good stuff because, see, he was caught and he paid a penalty, unlike Barry Bonds, unlike a lot of guys, unlike Mark McGwire. Okay, I can keep going and going and going and going. Jose Canseco admitted it. Remember Canseco? Canseco came out and said, you know, Barry Bonds was taking roids and Mark McGwire, that he shot Mark McGwire up in the ass with steroids. Guess what? They called him a liar. They all called him a liar. They said he was full of spit with an H. That's right. Canseco was full of spit with an H. Turns out, Canseco never got sued because Canseco was just telling it like it is. Jose Canseco, I'd love to have him on the show, of course. He tried his active boxing. You remember that? He tried his active boxing, and then he didn't show up for a fight. He tried to get his brother to show up instead, and his brother couldn't fight a lick. Anyway, the bottom line is it was a big mess. And, of course, he's in that celebrity stuff. And at the end of the day, he's still Jose Canseco. And should he be in the Hall of Fame? Probably. I mean, look at his stats. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Johnny Taco Nazar, so of course, Zach Attack Young. He's off for the evening. He's taking care of his daughter, Jasmine. So he'll be back next week. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Let me tell you about my schedule here on Sports Byline, because I sort of like got a bunch of hours here. On Saturday, I'm here at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking combat sports at 11 a.m. Pacific time each and every Saturday on Sports Byline. And, of course, this show, Saturday night, Johnny Taco Nazar starts at 10 p.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. Then we come back Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Then they give me the afternoon off. Then they come back at 5 p.m. Pacific time, of course, with No Holds Barred. And we get down on No Holds Barred like you wouldn't believe. MMA, boxing, professional wrestling, social issues, politics, anything goes on No Holds Barred, 5 p.m. Pacific time, each and every Sunday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. This is Johnny Taco Nazar All-Stars live from San Francisco.
Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's gone soul.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center, with deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a pair of AKG K52 headphones for $29, or Ernie Ball strings, your choice, 3 packs for $10. Save up to 25% on gear in every department, and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
Past hour on this day in sports history, November 13th, Harvard Yale played the first college football game with uniforms. That's right. Baltimore Orioles entered the American League back in 1900. Get this. How about the Oakland A's? Reggie Johnson, Mr. October, won the American League MVP in 1973. In 1979, for the first time in Major League Baseball history, two players are codenamed. And National League MVP, of course, about St. Louis Cardinals first baseman Keith Hernandez. Keith, baby. And, of course, Pittsburgh Pirates slugger Willie Stargell. On this day in 1982, a sad day in boxing, Korean boxer Dookoo Kim, who wrote on the lampshade of his hotel room at Caesar's Palace the day before, "Kill or be killed," talk about his fight with Boom Boom Mancini, was fatally injured when he was knocked out by Ray Boom Boom Mancini on this day, November 13, 1982. And finally, in 1998, the ball hit by Babe Ruth for his first home run and Yankee Stadium sold an auction for $126,000. This has been the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America. I want to thank the great Dominic Mendez for his production work tonight. Scott Cuddy, of course, he'll be off and he'll be back next week. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. The bottom line is, I am Johnny Taco, also known as Pedro Fernandez, and this is Sports Byline, your leader when it comes to sports talk radio.